So which stories have made it onto the front cover? Each week, as you'll know by now, we pick a different theme for the issue, and we ask you to get in touch with stories relating to the theme. Producer Steve, producer Tom are here in the studio with me with the finished cover. What's the first headline then, Steve?
Yes, headline number one is the inspiration for doing the charity issue in the first place. BBC Radio Cumbria partners with Jigsaw, Cumbria's Children's Hospice. Now, throughout 2014, we're going to be doing all we can to raise awareness of and money for the hospice. And Sarah Messenger is from Cleeton Moor. Her son Jake is 16 and uses a hospice for overnight respite care every 2 months or so. He has a form of cerebral palsy, he also has epilepsy, and he's registered blind. In this clip, Sarah is describing Jake's bedroom and the special equipment they use every day.
Right, so this is Jake's bedroom. He's got an adjustable bed which goes up and down. He's also got a button on it that you can help to turn him over. And he's got an overhead hoist which takes him from the bed right into the bathroom for his sensory bath. I've also got this, which is like a water speaker that you can put your phone in and you can have music on, and this can float in the bath.
Yes, and of course, one of the things BBC Radio Cumbria's Jigsaw Appeal is raising money for is a mobile sensory room so other children from across Cumbria can access that sort of equipment.
Headline number two reads, Empower Tools, Africa Needs Your Old Tools. This story came from Jane Inman from Cockermouth, who is collecting tools to help empower people in Africa.
It's about empowering people's lives in Africa. It's about enabling those people to actually earn a living and therefore make a difference, make a change to their own lives. So, and to be honest, you know, sorting out a few tools is not a big deal for us. So we're hoping that we'll get lots of support. Even if your tools are not in brilliant nick, as long as they're working and they you can see that they could be refurbished, then we'll take them.
There is a collection day happening on Saturday the 15th of March, and details of that event can be found on www.cockermouthsiroptimists.co.uk.
The third headline is NGS, Gardening and Giving Since 1927. Diane Hewitt joined us from Windermere to explain how the National Garden Scheme helps charities locally.
The scheme started in 1927, and it originally started to open gardens at a shilling a head, and the idea was to raise money for a charity. At that time, of course, most gardens were big and private and were probably staffed with quite a lot of gardeners. Nowadays, garden size is smaller. The idea is that you have a garden that you enjoy and that you think other people will enjoy and open it to the public.
The fourth headline, One Voice Can Make a Difference. It features a photograph of Richard Dixon, who is the treasurer of One Voice Lakes and Bay, and is planning some big fundraising events for his organisation. Richard explains all about the work they do at One Voice.
Well, what we do is we provide networking and support for people who use, well, mainly children who use high-tech communication aids, which the best way I can describe what they are is what Stephen Hawking uses. Imagine you're in your only person in your school, community, whatever, who speaks the way you do. You're going to feel very isolated. So our events allow people in similar situations to get together, network, and also meet adult role models who've been through everything they're going through and can provide support and advice and things.
And the fifth and final story making it onto the cover, fundraising to keep the broadcasting lights on. This is Bay Trust Hospital Radio, who literally need to raise money to stay on air. John joins us to tell us more.
Well, me personally, I've been doing it now for 19 years, but the station next week has actually been going 37 years.
Wow.
Which voluntary, an organisation, which when you first started, I think the annual accounts was about £100 to operate for the year. And if I now tell you it costs nearly £5,000 a year to operate, people can see, you know, that this money has to come from somewhere. It doesn't get given to us by the NHS or the government. We have to find that money.